how's your heart? I'm not talking about cardio, although we could probably all benefit from a little bit more of that this week as we give thanks and have that second helping of pumpkin pie. But when I ask, how's your heart? I'm talking more about the below the surface condition of your heart, soul, and spirit. How's that doing? We usually blow right past that, don't we? We are simply trying to make it through the day. That the normal question is a quick, hey, how are you doing? And not with the intention of being surface, but mostly because we simply don't take the time or have the energy to share how we're really doing. The deeper reality for many of us is our heart is hurting. God created the physical you, and He also created the eternal soul and spiritual part of you. In Genesis 2, we read how God breathed the breath of life into man, setting us apart from all of creation. In Hebrews 4:12, we read that the Word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit, joints and marrow, discerning the thoughts and intent of our heart. The condition of our inner heart matters. I love how Proverbs 4:23 tells us to watch over our heart with diligence, for from it flow the springs of life. Are we doing that? Are we watching over and guarding our heart? Are we allowing conversations that reveal the truth about what we're feeling and facing? Who we are below the surface, our inner self, must be kept, protected, cultivated, and watched over. Only Christ can fully do that by guiding our intellect, emotion, and will. If we don't allow Him in those sometimes hurting places, then more than likely life is not flowing out. So how do we guard our heart? Philippians 4:6. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Be anxious for nothing. Pray, give thanks, and the peace of God, peace you can't even understand, that peace will guard your heart. That's a healthy heart. Not without pain or the struggle of this life, but a heart that trusts God with it all. When you walk in that peace, applying His truth to every part of who you are, you can't help but have a healthy heart that rivers of life flow freely from. That's the truth. This week, try asking someone, "How's your heart?" They may need some help finding the peace that guards yours. It's so worth sharing. I'm Lori Klein.